Welcome to the Premium Way podcast, a space where premium is not reduced to aesthetics or price tags, but understood as identity, as a way of life. In here, we operate at the intersection of psychology, perception, strategy, leadership, and the invisible signals that decide who gets chosen, trusted, and remembered. Our philosophy? Ditch the stereotypes. Ditch the idea that premium has only one face. Premium was never meant to be sterile. It was meant to be rich in character, reflective of your true core and your dream buyer's deepest desires. Like the finest wine, layered, complex, unique, unmistakable to those who know what they are tasting. Refined without losing its edge, unafraid to be different, and impossible to confuse with anything else. This is the room where the ordinary stops applying. This is where standards are set, not followed, and where premium stops being something that you chase and becomes something you embody. This is your permission slip to succeed your way. I'm your host, Yasmin, and this is The Premium Way. We are back with another episode. And in this episode, I want to talk about and address the topic of standards. In the past months, life has invited me to really clean up mine, to get even more clear about my standards, where I've unconsciously have been dropping them, softening them. The work with my clients has been all about standards as well. I started a new mastermind called Caliber, and the name says it all. It was raising the caliber, and it is about raising the caliber on each and every level, internally and then externally, that will be reflected. And then there is a sentence that's really been sitting with me, that really stuck with me. And the more I think about it, the more I realize how many people are actually sabotaging their own work, their own standards because of it. And that sentence is, lowering your standards of entry doesn't make your work more accessible. It only opens the door wide open for those that aren't even able to fully receive you and your genius. So that actually invites people for whom it's impossible to understand you. And then you find yourself in that vicious cycle of nobody gets me, nobody gets my work. Am I too intangible? Do I need to change my entire messaging? Do I need to dumb the way that I speak and express myself down because my vocabulary is too sophisticated? And all these things that you have thought about before, that you have felt before, when you felt like you haven't been understood, when you felt like people just don't get it. I had a conversation recently with a very high-level entrepreneur. Multiple income streams, and I'm talking 20 plus passive income streams, more than established, absolutely not dependent on the coaching and mentoring branch of his business. He's not trying to make it work. All he does when he does things in his coaching and mentoring lane are from pure overflow and simply because he wants to, not because he needs to. And that makes what he says land so much deeper. Because you can trust he doesn't say that because he needs the money. He very, very clearly doesn't. So he said one thing to me that really stood out in our conversation when we were talking about working together. That person is inquiring about a brand refinement package with me, and I'm super, super stoked. He said, I don't even want to do low ticket stuff. And I've never felt seen by all those marketers out there that just want me to go viral for the sake of it, for the sake of expanding my business. But I actually don't want that. And I don't feel seen by them. And I also don't feel understood by them. When I drop something, I drop it with class, with a certain standard. It has a certain style to it. I'm not going to betray my values, my integrity, my standards, my standing to make a post go viral. There was this pure attitude of not needing a single cent. And that's so sexy. He said, again, he doesn't want to do low ticket stuff. The lowest level you can access me at is 22,000 euros. Doesn't have funnels. He doesn't have low tickets. He doesn't want to participate in the let them taste me for $100 type of energy. And that came from pure knowing who the F he is, what the F he wants, and what the F his standards are. 0% arrogance. And that is because he realized something that most people do not want to admit or are not admitting. When people enter your space at a level or at a price tag that is below the level you actually operate at, they cannot receive you. They cannot fully receive you. A lot of my clients have experienced that before. I have experienced that before. When I thought, come on, let's lower the barrier of entry in whatever form, either standard-wise or financially or in both ways to experiment with it. Most often, when we do that, we regret it because there is reason. The standard is the standard and the price is the price. It is actually an energy exchange. It is a reflection of the level that we operate at. And when we lower that, we invite someone in who is a match for that lowered entry, not for the fully expressed genius that we actually operate at and want to operate at. It is like trying to speak in PhD level terms to someone who hasn't even completed their bachelor's degree. That's the metaphor I always reference. And that is not about people being less than. That is not about inherent intelligence or inherent worth. This is about capacity and development. A person can only receive at the level that they have built. So if you are operating at a certain depth or a certain speed or a certain level of pattern recognition and someone enters your space who hasn't built that yet, there will be a gap. And you will find yourself explaining to the point where you're just becoming frustrated and resentful because you're like, why the fuck are you not getting it? Not from a place of, are you stupid? But from a place of, wait, I felt like I was so clear in my marketing and messaging. And I thought I made so clear who I am, what I stand for, what my work is about, and how we roll. I thought we understood each other without words. But that very often is not the case. And then you pay the cost later on for the short-term, quote-unquote, reward or win of getting someone in. And this gap is really, really annoying. You say something that is extremely precise to you. You know damn well that from millionaire to millionaire, that one sentence would make them 10 more millions. Whereas the client you lowered the barrier of entry for, they receive that as fluffy. They don't know what to do with it when you give them something that is not a fully mapped out, step-by-step, tiniest micro strategy that tells them exactly what to do, what to think, what to say, how to behave in every second of their life. What a disrespect to your genius. And that's not on them. That's on you because you lowered the barrier of entry. Another example, you point to a pattern and they ask for a step-by-step. They're like, cool, but I don't know what to do with this information now. Someone up to your standards, they would know, they would understand, they would immediately shift. Awareness is enough for them because they've developed themselves up until the point where they can receive what you're saying and how you mean it and instantly know, their system instantly knows what to do with it. Or when you speak in principles, and they want instructions. They're basically calling themselves leaders, but they're just looking for another CEO, for another boss to tell them exactly what to do, when to clock in, when to clock out. And so you find yourself explaining things that in the right room, with the right person, with the right client in front of you would land immediately. And that's not because you've lost your magic, but because you're trying to swoon someone with your magic who is not receptive to it. It's like trying to have a conversation in Mandarin Chinese, but that person only speaks Arabic. And it's not because that person is stupid. It's not because you are way more intelligent. It is simply a language mismatch. And frequency is language as well. Nonverbal, but it is language. And the uncomfortable truth that you as a high-level leader have to sit with is that the client is not to blame. It's not about this client doesn't get it. It's not about maybe I'm not clear enough, maybe I need better messaging. Very often it's neither. You didn't become unclear, but you became accessible to the wrong level. So sit with that for a moment. Where have you made yourself accessible to the wrong level? And then acted surprised that on that level, that person can't receive you. I've seen this again and again and again and again, especially people in the scaling stage, because now they want more people in. And they accidentally often drift into lowering the barrier of entry, lowering their standards to get more clients, to feel more safe, to create more quote-unquote flow. But what they get out of that, what you get out of that when you do that, is not ease. It is more friction. And more friction in the long run translates to a dip in cash, a dip in inquiries, a dip in creativity. Because remember, when you've been in that situation, or maybe you are currently in that situation, how much access do you feel like you have to your fully unleashed genius when you surround yourself with clients who can't receive your genius and ask you to dumb it down all the time? You'll feel like you've lost your sauce. You'll feel like you've lost your magic, but you haven't. You just thought you could get away with lowering your standards, but you can't. And in that reality of having become accessible to the wrong level, you're answering questions you don't want to answer. You're having conversations that just make your eyes roll. You're over-explaining things that should never even need an explanation. And then slowly you start dimming. You simplify what shouldn't be simplified. You translate what shouldn't be translated. You adjust your natural expression until your own work doesn't even feel like your own work anymore. It feels so foreign. It feels so, you feel so estranged to it because it's no longer your pure genius that you're pouring. It is a diluted version of it. The good thing with this not being a client problem, but a standards problem though, is that standards are completely within your range of control. You have full control over which standards you enforce and which you don't. And standards are not ego. With all of this pre-context that we've talked about up until here, it became very, very clear that standards are not ego. They are a filter, a necessary filter, a filter that is not only protective of your genius, but also the client and ultimately your brand. Because when you get a client in due to lowering your standard, and they are not fully satisfied because they couldn't fully receive your genius, they won't resign. They won't necessarily leave you a recommendation or recommend you to others. Maybe even the opposite. That in the long run is way more harmful to your brand than quote unquote missing out on a client or missing out on the cash in the short term. When you feel like your rooms aren't filling the way you want them to fill, that is not an invitation to lower the barrier of entry that you actually have intentionally chosen to match the level of the room, to represent the level of your genius and the level you're operating at, the level of required development a client has to come with in order to even be able to play in that arena and league without being disqualified after 5 minutes. Listen, an example that might illustrate it even more. At this current point, I wouldn't sign up for a marathon or something like Ninja Warriors, these TV show thingies where there is this parkour for super athletic people that is super, super hard, super, super challenging. I probably wouldn't even make it past the first obstacle. And that is not because I'm stupid. I am just not trained and equipped for playing in that arena. And at worst, I would even hurt myself. I would tear a muscle or break an arm and finger, a toe, whatever. And it's the same in your business with your business standards. Your standards are a filter. They decide who enters the room and therefore what kind of work can actually happen inside of that room. And when your standards are clean, you don't need to overexplain. You don't need to convince. You don't need to perform. Because the person in front of you already has the capacity to meet you and receive you. And the conversations then change completely. The climate of working together changes completely. It's the most beautiful thing. It becomes faster, not because you're rushing it, but because there's reduced friction or no friction at all. You can go full speed on the left lane because there are no constant obstacles to overcome. It becomes cleaner, it becomes more precise. You say one sentence and it lands and it feels so empowering for the both of you. And not because you made it simpler, but because the other person can actually receive it. I will die on this hill. We can turn this into a drinking game even. Because I want to really nail that into your mind. It is so important, not how many people can you get in, but can the people that you get into your rooms actually receive you at your highest level of expression and genius operation? That should be your KPI. That should be your measurement for success, not the ultimate number of people inside of your room or the cash that you have received. And that then is the difference between working hard and working at your actual level where you're in absolute flow state. And this is also why a lot of people think their work is quote unquote hard to sell, when in reality, they are just trying to make their work land in front of the wrong audience. You are not misunderstood, you are mispositioned. And you are mispositioning yourself by pretending your standards are lower than they actually are or they actually should be. Because again, the right person does not need you to dilute your genius. They meet it, they recognize it, they rise to it, they extract value from things that others would overlook or wouldn't be able to understand and digest. And that is the level where your work actually comes alive, where you feel like it's giving you life, where you feel like it's giving you energy, even if you just spend 8 hours with that client in Telegram. So if you've been feeling like things aren't landing in the way that they should, if you've been feeling misunderstood and frustrated and resentful, I would invite you to not immediately resort to your messaging, but look at your standards. Who are you actually letting into your space? And are they equipped to receive what you do at full expression? Because the cost of lowering your standards is not just lower prices. It is losing access to your own level, to your own genius. And that costs you so much creativity and so much magnetism. And once you've experienced what it feels like to be in a room where you don't have to shrink, where you don't have to explain yourself, where your work lands in its fullest form, you don't want to ever go back. This is the most rewarding thing. So the question is not, how do I make my work more accessible? The question is, how do I make my room or keep my room clean enough for my work to stay intact? What are the standards of entry that I need to uphold also for the highest benefit of the client, for the recipient of my work? What is the baseline requirement a client has to come with in terms of their awareness and development and capacity to even be a fit for the room? Listen, a little personal share. Since I have this post-it on my iMac screen desktop, because I do come from a background where I always questioned whether I was good enough for people. And I know that this is running the show for you. In more obvious or less obvious ways, it doesn't matter. I know that partly it is running the show for you and your business, where you're questioning whether you are good enough for people instead of asking whether they can meet you where you are at. And so I have this post-it that's sticking to my iMac screen, and it says, yeah, but is it good enough for me? ? And the for me is underlined. To give myself the daily reminder to change my perspective. Not to, am I good enough for you, but are you actually good enough for me? Are you actually able to meet me? Are you actually able to receive me? And that is not optional. That is the bare minimum. That is the baseline of a foundation that a collaboration should be built upon. So that is the work that awaits you now moving forward. Check in with your standards. Change the questions you are asking yourself. Change the KPIs and metrics you are measuring success by. Because again, the overarching principle of my brands, of my work, of my worlds, of the Premium Way podcast, premium work does not become premium because the price is high. It becomes premium when the room is clean enough for the work to happen at full expression.